WHI's broadcast of the Blinn Bucks versus Trinity Valley is made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The pregame show is sponsored by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Blue Bell Creamery, John Braden with State Farm Insurance, a Freedom Bell Bond, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Cold Course Foods Burger King, Collier Construction Company, Bilski Waterwell Services, Citizen State Bank, Plain North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Woodson Lumber Company, Tegler Toyota, Blue Bonnet Petroleum, Wellman Insurance Company, Conjura Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Christy Schultzman with Farmers Insurance Agency, H-E-B in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Waterburger in Brenham, LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, Nathan's Barbecue, and Blinn College. We'll go out of the field, and your host, Doug Brown, after a word from our sponsors.
Wayne and Clarence at Memorial Oaks Chapel are excited to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season. They would like to acknowledge the players, coaches, trainers, parents, and teachers for their hard work and dedication. Memorial Oaks Chapel wishes the Cubs and Bucks a safe season and an excellent school year. Make sure to go out and support your Brenham football team this season. Good luck to all from Wayne, Clarence, and everyone at Memorial Oaks Chapel. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit wellmaninsurance.com.
With the state's top academic transfer rate and affordable tuition, Blinn is a great choice to begin your college career. Now with the new Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, it's an even greater value. With this scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or at any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Howdy y'all, Trevor here at WC Tractor Brenham, New Holland. We offer a huge variety of agriculture equipment, from Bad Boy to Hustler mowers, Kawasaki mules and four-wheelers, and of course the highly reputable New Holland line of tractors, hay equipment, skid steers, and construction equipment. All of these offer low-rate financing opportunities. Call us at 979-836-4591. We value our customers and strive to make your experience the best it can be. Come in and take one for a test drive. Stay cool out there and hope to see you soon. Thank you.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting the Brenham football team. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activity, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cub football team in their 2023 season.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out here to Cubs Stadium on this Saturday evening. Doug Brown with you, and it is Blinn Buccaneer football. The Bucks taking on the Trinity Valley Cardinals in a Southwest Junior College football conference matchup. The Bucks come in this one 2-3 overall, Trinity Valley 3-1, and this is the stretch of three out of these final four games of the season for the Buccaneers, where they're going to be playing three teams in the top 10 in the country. And it all starts tonight with Trinity Valley. The Bucks have been a mixed bag this year. They have played some games where they have looked just absolutely incredible, and other games where mistakes kind of did them in. And in talking to Coach Mahon this week, that's something they were working on in practice to try to correct coming off last week's loss to Navarro. And bounce back and hopefully have a good showing here. It's homecoming week, and so they want to put a good showing out here for the hometown crowd. As fans filing in here and getting ready to take this one in. And we've got a lot to talk about here on the pregame show, but first, let's send you back to the studios and let's hear 2 minutes from our pregame sponsors.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North, 979-836-2531.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Blinn College football. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Blinn Buccaneers during this year's football season.
Wingstop in Brenham is the ultimate destination to cure your chicken cravings. Try the new Lemon Herb Remix, a large 10-piece wing combo with your choice of either boneless or classic wings with up to two flavors. Pair your wings with either fries or veggie sticks, and it includes one dip and a 20-ounce drink. Place your order for the new Lemon Herb Remix online at wingstop.com or visit them at 2642 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams. And thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says go, play, win.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing from new conventional to green, energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season.
And as we come back here, let's take a look at how the teams have got to this point of the season. First of all, for the Blinn Buccaneers, they started the season off with a 66-0 win over the Gordon Fine Arts and Sports Academy. And then they would lose to Cisco 20-19. And come back and beat the transformation with athletics, this preparatory academy, 89-6. And then a couple of weeks ago, had that really close loss to New Mexico Military, 17-14. And then last week, got blown out by Navarro, 44-13. So really, the Blinn defense overall has played really well. It's just, with the exception of the Navarro game, and I know talking to Coach Mahon this week, he said a lot of that had to do with they were charged the whole team 18 penalties in the game. And when you get 18 penalties in one game at football, it's hard to overcome that. And so hopefully they'll correct that tonight. But really, Cisco and New Mexico Military, those were two games they could have won, they should have probably won. And they could very well be 4-1 right now instead of 2-3. But nevertheless, it is what it is. And so now they've got a tall order against some great football teams going into this last month of the season. And meanwhile, Trinity Valley, they're 3-1 on the year and 1-1 in conference play. And they started off the year with a 31-24 win over Snow College. And then they defeated Air Force Prep 38-26. Their first loss of the season occurred to, so far their only loss occurred to Tyler. They lost that one 20-17 in what probably sounds like a pretty good game there. And then last week they beat Cisco 37-3. And looking ahead for the Buccaneers, next week they've got number 6 Tyler on the road at 3 o'clock. Then they go up to, then they get a bye week, and then they go up to Northeast Oklahoma on the 28th. And then they will finish up the year against Kilgore, and that'll be Sophomores Day here at Cub Stadium. That's going to be on Saturday, November the 4th at 3 o'clock. In the meantime, the Buccaneer Marching Band about to take the field, and we've got more to come here on the pregame show. But first, let's send you back to the studios and hear some more from our sponsors.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call 8 Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call 8 Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. 8 Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. 8 Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for 8 Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
Cruzy Village's staff and residents would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Bucks luck during this year's season. Cruzy Village's charming independent living cottages, set amongst shady tree-lined streets, are unmatched. The award-winning facility is Brenham's only full-service continuum care retirement community, offering independent living, assisted living, memory care, rehabilitation, and long-term skilled nursing. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit cruzyvillage.com. That's cruzyvillage.com. Cruzy Village, a community for the next chapter in your life's story.
Why is football special? You get to represent your hometown. When you are playing, success is measured in wins and losses, but when you're done playing, success is measured in relationships built. Here at Citizens State Bank, we pride ourselves on being team players, measuring our success on relationships we maintain. At CSB, we're always the home team, because our hometown is your hometown too. Be sure to come out to support our Brenham Cubs. Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC.
And we continue on with the pregame show. It's time now to take a look at your Buccaneers starting lineup. Starting lineup is brought to you by Collier Construction in Brenham. As a builder, Collier Construction knows the value of integrity, teamwork, and dedication it takes to participate in extracurricular events. Collier Construction, Highway 290 West in Brenham. And for the Buccaneers, it will be Caleb Johnson, the quarterback transfer out of Louisville, starting. Or he'll get the starting quarterback job. And running back is Antonio Martin, who is transferred to Blinn from Georgia Tech. Wide receivers are Ethan Wyatt, Brooks Rigney, and Antonio Dansby. The tight end is Landon Kaywood. Offensive line, Billy Thurslin at center. The guards are Apollo Taylor and Jose Rodriguez. Jose Rios. At the tackles, it's Eric Oschenbeck and Dominic Eldridge. And then on the defense for the Buccaneers, defensive tackles are Raylan Jenkins and Trent Gilbert. Defensive ends are Brian Taylor and Sagri Graham. The linebackers are Price Pruitt and Caden Holt. And then they go with for the safeties, it's Maurice Evans and Patrick Brinkley. And then the extra DBs, Eric Solomon, McConnell Henson Jr., and Courage Wachiku. And that's your Bucks starting lineup. And we're getting close to the national anthem time. But first, let's send you back to the studios and let's hear more from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs. Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Walmart Supercenters.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
Burger King in Brenham proudly presents the Texas Double Whopper. Everything's bigger and better in Texas, including the new Texas Double Whopper. The 2 quarter-pound savory flame-grilled beef patties topped with American cheese, crispy bacon, freshly sliced jalapenos, pickles, sliced white onions, tomatoes, lettuce, mayonnaise, and mustard, all served up on a soft sesame seed bun, is so good you can hang your hat on it. For a burger that lives up to its name, head on down to Burger King in Brenham at 1101 North Park Street.
Need to open a checking or savings account, but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Marching band on the national anthem, and now coming up next, it's the Blinn School Song.
Thank you.
That's the Blinn Buccaneer Marching Band in their pregame routine. And, of course, we'll hear more from the band during halftime of the broadcast. But in the meantime, let's take another break and be back with more of the pregame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
The team at Texas Farm Credit supports local communities and agriculture with reliable financial services, and we are ready to support you as well. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, or any place in the country, give Texas Farm Credit a call. We have been lending money for over 100 years and will be around at least 100 more. We also offer lines of credit, home loans, and ag insurance. Call us at 836-2572, visit online at texasfarmcredit.com, or stop by our office at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds? What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
All right, as we come back here, continuing on with the pregame show, Doug Brown with you on this Saturday evening, wrapping up a big weekend of sports. Well, we actually still have more to come. We got, of course, Texans football tomorrow. Texans on the road with the Falcons, and that one gets underway at 12 noon, and, of course, we'll have that one for you right here on KWHI. And looks like the Captains are coming out for the coin toss. And let's see, for the Bucks, we have got Caleb Johnson, Antonio Martin, and then also Caden Holt, and let's see, was that last? And that's Billy Thurslin, the center. And then let's see, across the lot there for Trinity Valley, we have number 34, Cordell Pat. Let's try to pick up the jersey numbers here, but they're it's like, come on, guys, slip around here. Well, as the Cardinals coming out onto the field, getting ready for the official coin toss, and the referees are mic'd up tonight, so we should be able to hear on the. Won't have to decipher what the penalties are going to be. And they'll momentarily have the meeting at midfield. And let's see. And the others out there, that's Quincy Thompson. And then, former Brenham Cub, Steven Stackhouse. Let me make sure I'm reading that right. Is that 32? Yeah, 32. Steven Stackhouse. Of course, those of you who remember a couple of years ago, he's a quarterback for the Cubs. He's now a wide receiver here for the Cardinals. And the Bucks ready to run out onto the field. Let's get the coin toss here momentarily. And the Bucks wave in Old Glory as well as the Texas flag.
Captain for tonight's ball game,
for Trinity Valley, number 4, Quincy Thompson. Number 32, Steven Stackhouse. And number 34, Cordell Pett. For the Buccaneers, number 1, Caleb Johnson. Number 5, Brian Taylor. Number 14, Caden Holt. And number 51, Billy Thurslin.
And let's see what the result is.
Trinity Valley won the toss. Elected to the prayer. Blinn will receive. Good luck.
All right, and so there we have it, and we'll be back with that will conclude the pregame. We'll be back with the kickoff after we hear 2 minutes from the sports from our sponsors.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in, you can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With 3 locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
Hi friends, Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham, a proud supporter of Cub football. We look forward to seeing the Cubs light up the scoreboard this fall. And you too can rack up points with Bank of Brenham's Scorecard Rewards Program. Earn points with every qualified debit card transaction that can be redeemed for future purchases. So whether you swipe left or swipe right, it's always a winning play. Bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is John Hody with the LaRoche Service Department. Is your car having issues again? There's nothing worse than knowing your car needs work, but not knowing where to take it. Here at LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, we pride ourselves in providing honest and quality work with no surprises. We'll diagnose the problem, explain it clearly, and give you a free estimate before we start any repairs. So when your car needs service, come see us at 900 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
And it'll be Darren Hargrove on the return for the Bucks out across the 20-25 and brought down at the 27. And that's where the Buccaneer offense will take over.
Brought down by number 35, Colin Whitehurst.
And the kickoff is brought to you by Christy Schlopman with Farmers Insurance. If you need help understanding your insurance policy, reach out to Christy Schlopman, your local Farmers Insurance agent at 201 North Park Street in Brenham. She's in the office daily, ready to help you with any of your questions. Farmers Insurance offers commercial, farm and ranch, home, auto, and life. Christy and her team would love to help you find the coverage that's right for you. And off in one, well, no, he's going to fake it, and Johnson's going to keep it himself and get sacked in the backfield. And so a loss of yardage on the play.
Number 1, Caleb Johnson is brought down the backfield by number 34, Cordell Pett.
And so that is a loss of 4. That'll bring us 2nd and 14. And back to pass goes Johnson. He's going to put it in the air. He's got a man open, and that is going to be caught. And that is going to be, moving over, that is going to be Brooks Rigney on the catch. And he will pick up the Buccaneer first down to the 38-yard line. And hand off to Antonio Martin. Martin bounces off tackle across the 40 and dragging guys with him up to the 45-yard line. A good run there for Martin as he gets to the 45. That's a 7-yard pickup, bringing up 2nd down and 3. Play action, And Johnson going to keep it himself. And he's going to tuck it and run. And he will pick up the first down to the 50-yard line. And the wise thing there, everybody was covered. He just decided to tuck it and run. And so the Bucks have the football in midfield, moving really well here in the early going on the Trinity Valley defense. And now he's got two receivers to each side, Martin in the backfield with Johnson. And handoff goes to Martin, and Martin breaks free. He's out across the 40, the 35, and down to the 32-yard line. And he'll pick up another first down for the Buccaneers. And I like the strategy here thus far from Coach Ryan Mahon, keeping the ball on the ground. It's the running game has been their best weapon this year. And Martin again on the carry. And he'll get it across the 30 to about the 28. And that will bring up second down. Bucks going hurry up here. Trying to catch them off guard. And snap and handoff. Different running back this time. That is Demirion Phillips. And he's going to be stopped there. Didn't look like he got a whole much. Phillips, freshman out of Katy Peyto. Looks like he got maybe a couple on there. And that's going to bring up third down. Play action. And Johnson going to put it in the air. And we got a flag down. It was one of the receivers for the Buccaneers. And that was... let's see, where'd my roster go here? That is Reggie Givens was tied up with the defender.
Pass interference. Defense, number 28. The ball will be placed at the spine of the foul. Automatic first down.
And that's going to be called on Devin Nervous for Trinity Valley. Nervous, a sophomore out of Harker Heights. And so an automatic first down for the Buccaneers. And they're going to place the football at the 17-yard line. Man in motion, and that's Rigney. Hand off, end around, and he's going to get hit for a loss. Back to the 21-yard line. They had that sniffed out all the way. And back to the 21, so it'll be a loss of four. It'll bring up second down and 14 for the Buccaneers. We got 11-17 just underway here in the first quarter with the Blinn Buccaneers and the Trinity Valley Cardinals. And back to pass goes Johnson. Johnson trying to roll out, trying to find an open man. Now he just floats it up in the air and is just going to throw it away. And he was outside the pocket, so you don't have to worry about the grounding. So third down and 14. There was just nobody open there. And he did the wise thing, just get rid of it. When you're this close on this side of the field, you don't want to take a sack here if you can avoid one. But yeah, at the same time, also, you don't want to turn run over. And so did the right thing, just throw it away and regroup. Hand off to Martin. Martin breaks free for a moment and gets it down to the 15-yard line. And that's going to be well short of the first down, and that's going to bring on the field goal team with Max Doak to try to boot this one through. Noak is a freshman out of Cy Woods. And so he'll try to put the Bucks on the board with a field goal try. This will be from 33 yards away. Kick is up. And it's good. And so with 10:21 left to go in the first quarter, Bucks strike first. They lead it 3-0 over Trinity Valley. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main and Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's family fun pack. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat. Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church in invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
And we are back in action here. And it was a short return for, it was a short kick and a short return for the Cardinals. And so the Buccaneers with an illegal formation penalty. And so, as the referee says, they're 5 yards tacked on to the end of the run. So let's see where they're going to spot the football. Now, wait a minute. Why are we going all the way to the opposite side of the field here? Oh, wait a minute. You're going to tell me they're going to... Only the refs know what they're doing. Now they're walking back to the other side. They were putting back 5 yards on the kickoff. I don't think the refs know what they're are sure what to do here. 5 yards on return. He was like about the 35, and so it should be around the 40 somewhere, not on Blinn's side either, on their own side. And looks like we're going to put it at the 42. Is that... And it is. Okay, that's where they're going to spot it. So the Cardinals will have it at their own 42-yard line. So it's still good field position to start. And the Buck defense comes on the field for the first time. And back to pass is their quarterback, and he's going to get hit as he throws. And that's Darian Peace, who is a sophomore at Malakoff, Texas. And pass was incomplete. It'll bring up second down and 10. Peace was their starter last year. Had a 2,400-yard season. And Peace back to pass, and it is complete to number 25, Rayshon Glover. And he's tripped up there by Kurdge Wachku. And so the pickup is to the 48-yard line, a 6-yard pickup. Bring up third down and 4 for the Cardinals. Play action. And pass incomplete. He was looking for number 15, Jared Jackson. And it was Eric Solomon on the coverage for the Buccaneers. And that'll bring up 4th and 4 for Trinity Valley. And Trinity Valley will bring the punt team on. And back to do the punting will be James Allen. He is a sophomore from Australia. That's becoming more and more common in football nowadays, finding punters and kickers from Australia. And he boots this one, and it's going to take a Cardinal bounce, and they're going to down it at the 10-yard line. They're going to give him until the 11, so that's where the Bucks will be starting it off on their next drive. We got 9:34 left to go in the first quarter. Bucks lead it 3-0 on a 33-yard field goal by Max Nowak. Bucks at number 8, Trinity Valley. Here it's homecoming for Blinn football. And of course, they had the Hall of Honor inductions yesterday. And congratulations to those 6. And handoff goes to Martin. And Martin going to gain up to the 15-yard line. That'll be a 4-yard pickup and bring up second down and 6. Stop my host, Cardinal defenders there.
Antonio Martin on the carry. Brought down by number 22, Davion Scott.
Davion Scott, a linebacker out of sophomore linebacker out of Rockdale, leading the way for Trinity Valley. And handoff goes to Martin. And Martin gets out across the 20 to the 21. And he's going to be awfully close to a first down. And they will give it to him. And so first down for the Bucks. Yeah, we got 8:30 left to go here in the first quarter. And I like this approach here by the Bucks, just taking what the taking what Trinity Valley gives them. And hand off to Martin again, out across the 25 to the 26. And they will bring him down there.
Number 5, Antonio Martin on the carry. Stopped by number 33, Lamont Henry.
So, second down and 5 for the Buccaneers. And the clock was ticking down. And so the Buccaneers will have to burn a timeout. So with 7:33 left to go in the first quarter, Bucks lead it 3-0. We'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
Dahlman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe & Bakery, 4355 US 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
And back we go here, and the Buccaneers have a 3rd and 3. Or excuse me, a 3rd and 5. And we got 6:59 left to go, and okay, they did adjust it. Ball is at the 28-yard line. Bucks have to get to the 31. And we're going to give you a couple of, after this next play, we'll give you a couple of updates on the baseball. And Johnson back to pass, and he's going to let that one fly out of bounds. Man wasn't open, and so the Bucks will have to punt. And the American League Division Series, the Texas Rangers over the Baltimore Orioles today, 3-2. And so Texas lead that series 1-0. And it was the Astros over the Twins, 6-4. And so the Astros lead that series 1-0. And we're one step closer to our all-Texas American League Championship Series. Wouldn't that be something if it comes down to the Astros and the Rangers after all this season? And the punt there. That was by Breck Chambers, and it's going to go out of bounds about midfield. And so good field position for the Trinity Valley Cardinals on their second drive of the game. And unfortunately, well, for the sports fans around the state, not a good day as the both the Aggies and the Longhorns lost. And play action, and Pierce is going to keep it himself out across the 45, barreling forward and gets to the 41-yard line. Darian Peace. Oh, and that's why he got free. Holding call. And so that'll push them back an additional 10 yards. And that'll move that to the 42-yard line. And handoff, that is to Quincy Thompson, the running back. And he will get up to the 46-yard line. Thompson, a sophomore out of Humble, Atascocita. Now they get him to the 47. They'll bring up second down and 13. Play action, and pass is complete. Or is it? I don't know. He's going to say incomplete. He threw it, and it was Dylan Robinson with a catch, and Bucks just put a big hit on him. I think that was Maurice Evans on that made the hit there. And that's going to bring up third down and 13. And back to pass. And Pierce going to put it in the air, and it's going to be caught at the, and that is going to break free into the end zone for the touchdown. Braden Guillory. 53 yards on the touchdown. He just somehow broke free, wide open, made just a quick cut to his right and was able to run it in for the touchdown. And now they will kick the extra point try. There's a snap. Kick is up. And it's good. And that's Ty Powers on the kick. And so with 5:31 left to go in the first quarter, Trinity Valley now takes a 7-3 lead over the Bucks. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Bailey Hody with Hody Real Estate knows how important it is to put her clients first.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Sidell Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer. Celebrating 68 years of sales and service.
And the kickoff is going to be fielded. This is by number 82 for the Buccaneers. That is Camden Cash on the return. And he will get it out across the 20, 25 to the 30. And they'll officially mark him down at the 32-yard line. Cash, he's a freshman out of the Woodlands. And so the Buccaneer offense coming back out on the field. They got 5:22 left to go here in the first quarter. Trinity Valley leading 7-3. And the handoff goes to Antonio Martin. And we had a fumble on the play, but I think they're going to rule he was down by contact. And so the gain is to the 37-yard line. That'll be a 5-yard pickup. Bring him second and 5. Johnson with Martin in the backfield. And back to pass. Going to put it in the air and incomplete. He was looking in the direction of Anthony Dansby. And it was Joriel Washington on the coverage. And we're going to whistle before the snap. And so a 5-yard penalty, and they're going to get Apollo Taylor for jumping off sides. Sophomore guard out of Houston Spring. Or Spring High School in the Houston area, ain't it? And so we got 4:38 left to play here in the first quarter. It's now 3rd and 10 for the Bucks. Johnson back to pass, and he will fire it complete. And that is to number 11. That is Ethan Wyatt. And Wyatt will get to the 47-yard line. That's a Buccaneer first down. And hand off to Martin. And Martin going to be met at the line of scrimmage. And stop for no gain.
Stop by number 31, Noah Flemings.
3:45 left. Trinity Valley leading 7-3 here in the first quarter. And back to pass. He's going to put it in the air. And Wyatt incomplete. And we got whistles after the
point. Pass is going up by number 30, Jalen Henson.
Referees are conferring here.
3rd and 10 for Bucks.
Waiting to see what the official call is.
And
they're going to get Billy Thurston for holding. Now that'll push the ball back 10 yards and let's see, that'll move it back to the 37-yard line. It'll be 2nd down and 20. Phillips back in the backfield now. And he's going to go deep. And Johnson is going to be picked off. And that was Larrell Howling, the safety from Channelview, picking it off. I don't know where he was throwing. There was nobody there. And except for Howling, and he picks it off at the 15-yard line. And so the Bucks will turn it over. We have 3:13 left in the first quarter. Trinity Valley comes back out. And handoff. And around the end goes Quincy Thompson. And he actually may have lost a yard or two on there. It, loss of one. That'll bring up second 11. And Lyndon Williams from Brian Rutter with the tackle there. And pass incomplete. He was going down the sidelines looking. Let's see. Piece of pass. He was looking for Jaquan Lohman. And good coverage for the Buccaneers there by Courage Wachiku. Wachiku, a sophomore out of Richmond Foster. And low snap. Pierce has to dig it out and pass incomplete. And that'll bring up fourth down and 11. And so Trinity Valley a punt. So this should give the Bucks some good field position as Cash goes back to receive. He's standing at his own 41-yard line. And there's the punt. And Cash will field it at the 43 out across the 45 to 46 and brought down close to midfield. And let's see where they're going to put him at. They're going to put him at the 50-yard line. So that's where the Buccaneer offense will come back out on the field with 2:27 left to go here in the first quarter. Bucks trying to get something going here on offense. So far, they managed just a field goal. They moved the ball pretty well, and then that ill-advised turnover on the last drive. Now a chance for a do-over. Handoff goes to Martin. Martin cut it back across the 40 to the 45. Still dragging the pile with him. And Antonio Martin gets it up to the 44-yard line, so a 6-yard pickup.
Number five, Antonio Martin over here. Finally brought down by 12 Cardinals.
And so that will bring up second down and 4. As we're down to a minute 55 left to go in the quarter. And there goes the handoff to Martin again, and he will get to the 41-yard line. And so that'll bring up second down and 1. Third down and 1. And off to Martin again, and he will pick up the first down and more out across the 40, 35. And finally knocked out. He's knocked out of bounds about the 33. Well, they're gonna say he's staying in bounds. I thought he was out of bounds, but they're gonna let. They said we'll keep the clock rolling. So we're down to a minute left to go in the quarter. Bucks trailing 7-3. Phillips down the backfield. Back to pass goes Johnson. He's going to put it up in the air and incomplete. And we're going to get a flag down there for interference. Yes, we do. Defender there was not all over him like a cheap suit, not even looking anywhere near. He wasn't even looking for the ball. And so 15-yard penalty and sets up shop for the Bucks here with 43.7 seconds left to go in the first quarter. And ball will be spotted at the 18-yard line. Oh. And handoff, and that is to Phillips. Bouncing his way forward. Or actually, no, this is Kelton Weathers who's now in the game. That's his first carry, and he gets down to the 8-yard line. And that should set up first and goal for the Bucs. And off to Weathers again. Oh, no, Johnson's going to keep it himself. Play fake, and he's into the end zone for the Buccaneer. Touchdown, Caleb Johnson. Johnson, an 8-yard touchdown. And now a chance to put the extra point on there. Noack for the point after. And he puts it up and through. And so the Bucs now jump out in front by a score of 10-7. And since we're this close to the end of the quarter, we're just going to stay right here. And a great job for the Bucs of battling back. And I'll tell you what, for playing against one of the top teams in the country, the Bucs are right there with them. Yeah, so next up will be the kickoff. And I'll tell you what, the defense for the Bucs really stepping up here, and they've played big in this first quarter. With Trinity Valley, they're one of the top offenses in the conference, and I mean, they're so far so good, knock on wood, they've kept them in check. Now you just hope they can do that for three more quarters. And just waiting for them to place the balls. We'll have Noack with a kickoff. We have 16.7 seconds left here in the first quarter.
Max Noack sets kickoff for the Buccaneers.
And he is going to, so this one that's going to be caught at the 35. And it's going to be returned down across to the 49-yard line the other way.
Number 14, Hyman Drinker.
Hyman Drinker on the return. He's a sophomore running back out of George Ranch High School. And so that it'll be 10.9 seconds left to go in the quarter. So this will be presumably the last play of the first quarter. As the Cardinal offense comes back out on the field. And man in motion, back to pass. And Pierce with a completion. That is to number 19, Caleb Johnson. And he runs out of bounds. That'll stop the clock with 3.3 seconds. And now they're going to run it. And that will do it. That's the end of the first quarter with our score, the Blinn Buccaneers leading Trinity Valley 10-7. Back with quarter number two after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's ChemDry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries. Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
On to the second quarter we go. Bucs leading at 10-7. Pierce with the handoff, and that is to Drinkard, and he is going to be smothered by the Buccaneer defense there. And leading the charge there for the Bucks, number 90, that is Branson Winter. Ball at the 48-yard line. It'll bring up third down and 7 for the Cardinals. Play action appears. Pass is complete. He hits his tight end. And that's number 81, Rowdy Godwin from Athens, Texas. He picks up the first down. So that's a home, for them, that's a hometown boy there. And that's a first down for Trinity Valley at the Buccaneer 37-yard line. Bucks lead it 10-7 here in the second quarter. Pierce back to pass. He's going to put one in the air and in. Oh, toward the end zone. He had a man open and just didn't hit him. Second down and 10. He put that one in the air. Almost made the same mistake that Caleb Johnson for the Bucks did in the first half. Or, I mean, the first quarter with putting up in the air and getting it picked off. That clock stops the clock with 14 minutes left to go in the second quarter. And back to pass. And that one is going to be caught wide open. Somebody missed an assignment there. And it is Braden Guillory again in the end zone for the touchdown. Well, a 30-yard catch there. And now for the point after try. And Powers. Extra point is up. And it's good. And so with 13:53 left to go here in the second quarter, Trinity Valley now retakes the lead 14-10. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric. Servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services. Providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve. Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham. Serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
And Camden Cash on the return for the Bucks out across the 20, 25, 30, 35. He's up to the 40, and they finally bring him down. Or no, oh, that was Hargrove on the return. Never mind. Hargrove on the return, and that's going to be a good starting point for the Buccaneers up to the 40-yard line. Now let's see if they can answer that touchdown by Trinity Valley. Man in motion, and there is the handoff end around for the Bucks. And that is going to be number 8, and that is Jordan Hayward. And he will get up to the 48-yard line. Or 49-yard line, excuse me. And that's a 9-yard pickup, bring up 2nd and 1. And handoff, that's Weathers in there, and he picks up the first down. And up to the 46-yard line. Galton Weathers, he is a freshman out of Houston Lamar. One of several really talented running backs that were recruited by Coach Mahon. And now ball at the 46-yard line in the Trinity Valley territory. Now let's see if the Bucks can keep their momentum going. 12:50 left to go. Trinity Valley leading 14-10. Bucks trying to answer. And Johnson back to pass. And pass is complete to Rigney. Up to the, they're going to give him to the, looks like 44-yard line. So just a 2-yard pickup. And that'll bring up second and eight. Rigney, a sophomore out of McKinney Boyd High School. Yeah, play action. Now Johnson's going to keep it himself. I think that was a design run there, and he's still going out across the 30 and brought down to the 28-yard line. A big run for Caleb Johnson. So first and 10 for the Bucks. And got 11:45 left to play here in the second quarter. Johnson with a handoff to Antonio Martin, and Martin slips down on the turf. As he might lose a yard here.
25, Antonio Martin on the carry.
Just lost his footing. He was trying. He was going in one direction, was going to cut back, and just lost his footing underneath him. And loss of a yard. That'll bring up second and 11. And head out to Martin again, this time going through the hole. And he will get it to the 25-yard line.
Number 5, Antonio Martin on the carry.
Martin, by the way, he is out of Langston Hughes High School in Atlanta, Georgia. And had originally signed with Georgia Tech out of high school. And get a chance to come play here for the Bucks. And Johnson with a handoff to Martin once again. And Martin to the 24-yard line. It was like just a 1-yard gain. And now the Bucks will bring the field goal unit out. Try to make this a 1-point game. And this is going to be a 41-yard attempt. 41-yard attempt for Nowak. There is the snap, and the field goal is going to be blocked. And so Trinity Valley will take over with 9:55 left to go in the quarter. And so that will be ball at the 28-yard line. And those are the kinds of things that I think Mahon's younger than I am. Those are the kind of things that are going to give him early gray hair. So now Trinity Valley's offense comes back out on the field. Pierce, and this time he's got Clarence Dalton, another running back. He's out of Galveston Ball. And Pierce has got a man incomplete. Buccaneers got lucky there because the defender there, Maurice Evans, overran the ball, return man or receiver, and then DeJean Palumbo hit him right in the hands and he dropped it. Otherwise, that would have been a huge game for Trinity Valley. Instead, stops the clock with 9:48. It'll be second down and 10. And it was Johnson in motion. And that is going to be called on Bennett Nana. And so that'll back Trinity Valley up. Second down and 15. 9:46 left to go in the game. Or excuse me, in the half, I should say. I'm jumping ahead of myself there. In the half. And handoff, that is going to go to Dalton. It'll get up to the 22, or Well, I think he got back to the 23, so that's no gain on the carry.
Number zero, Clarence Dalton on the carry.
As that'll bring up third and 15. Brian Taylor, defensive end at Cy Falls, with the stop there for the Bucks. Back to pass goes Pierce, and incomplete. Threw the ball to the referee, of all things. There was no players on either side anywhere near, and the referee can't catch, ain't allowed to catch him, I don't think. Yeah, so fourth down at 15, and Trinity Valley will have to punt. Cash back to receive. Allen on the punt. High snap, but he pulls it down and gets it away. Cash going to field it. Fair caught at the 41-yard line. And that's where the Buccaneer offense will come back out on the field. We got 9:04 left to go in the second quarter. Trinity Valley leading the Buccaneers 14-10. And, of course, coming up during the halftime, we will hear from the Blinn Buccaneer Marching Band in their halftime performance. And handoff goes to Martin. Antonio Martin with a carry up to the 46-yard line. Be a 5-yard pickup. They'll bring up second down and five. And there's the snap and hand off to Martin once again. This time he's going to be met by the Trinity Valley defense. And looks like he might have lost a yard there. Brings up third down and six. Landon Cabewood will check back in the game at tight end. And this time Johnson rolling out. He's wanting to pass. He's got a man open, and he just overshot him. That was number 80 for the Bucks. That was, let's see here. Looking on the roster there, that was Cameron Regis, sophomore out of Cibolo, Texas. He was wide open, too. Just could not get enough strength in the arm there to get it down there to him. So fourth and six. Chambers to punt it away. Just got it off. And that one was, might have been partially defective. And now it's going to take a Buccaneer roll. And the Bucs are going to let it roll all the way. And it's going to finally be down at the 7-yard line. So that's where Trinity Valley will come back out on offense with 7:39 left to go here in quarter number two. Trinity Valley leading the Buccaneers 14-10. And Bucks back out on defense. It's been a much closer the game than I think most folks anticipated. And play fake, and Pierce is going to keep it himself and runs it out to the 7-yard line. So, and no, so no gain there. Second down and 10.
Second
And back to pass, and it is going to be caught. That is to Dejan Palomo, and he's going to pick up the first down for Trinity Valley. The Bucks defensive line completely bit on that fake, on the fake there, and he was able to roll out and complete the pass. And Palomo was just wide open there. First and 10, and ball carrier, that is going to be Hyman Drinkard.
Drinkard
now got it out to the 33-yard line. And that'll bring up a second down and five for the Cardinals. With 6:24 left to go in the second quarter. And off goes to Drinkard again. This time he's going to be stopped for a loss on the play. As the Bucks were sitting there waiting on him on the handoff. And ball at the 23-yard line. Or 33-yard line, excuse me. And before the play, we got a whistle. And the center there, Daniel Hernandez, is going to get called for a snap infraction. He's a big one, too. 6'4", 320 out of C.E. King High School over in Houston. Down to 5:45. Left to go here in the second quarter. And Pierce starting to take off. Just missed getting sacked and puts this one in the air. And let's see, did we come up with an interception? Yeah, I think we did. Mikado Henson Jr. out of College Station High School with the interception for the Buccaneers. And so the Buccaneer offense will come out on the field. They got 5:29 left to work with here. And ball will be at the 46-yard line to the Bucs. Got another opportunity. Let's see if they can cash in this time. And Johnson back to pass, and it is complete. And we got a fumble and recovered by Trinity Valley. And just like that, they're back in charge. He'd thrown it to his tight end, Landon Kaywood, and as he was turning upfield, he coughed it up. And the Cardinals were able to recover it. And so the Cardinals have come out. They've got it first and 10 in the Blinn 49-yard line. Cardinals still have all of their timeouts. Blinn has only used one. And pass incomplete. He was looking for number 14, Hyman Drinkard, out of the backfield. Price Pruitt, linebacker out of Hallettsville, on the coverage for the Bucks. And handoff, that will go to, that's number 4, Quincy Thompson. And put the ball at the 48-yard line. So a 1-yard pickup and bring up 3rd and 9. And at the pass, and it is caught as Pierce completes it. So I think that was number 19, Caleb Johnson. And just like that, That's one of the things Coach talked about in our report this week, is not being able to get off the field on third down, and that's another conversion for Trinity Valley. And play action, and they are going to get a hold of it. That's 91-5 for the Buccaneers. That is Brian Taylor, and then also Raylan Jenkins. And so that'll get it back to the 34-yard line. Second down and 12. Good pursuit there by that D-line for the Bucks. And Pierce rolling out. And he just gets this one away again. And the pass is complete to Drinkard out of the backfield. And he, or no, oh, that was Johnson, number 19. So a first down at the 16-yard line. And handoff. That is to Thompson, and Thompson gets it inside the five down to the 1 yard line, or no, 2 yard line. So first and goal at the 2. And I think Blinn was trying to get a timeout called there. It is a timeout for the Bucks, and so we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the Old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham. Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilghman Construction and Stega Tilghman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
And the handoff goes to Thompson, and we got a brick wall there. And don't think he got in. And they're going to stop him at the 1 yard line. Second and goal. Trinity Valley leading the Bucks 14-10 with 2:53 left to go until halftime. And another handoff, and this time it's new quarterback Matthew Duncan. And he tried to dive forward, and I don't think he got in either. And so that'll bring up third and goal from the 1. And so they're going to go at it again. And they push the pile forward. And we got a flag down. And still no signal as to if we got a touchdown or not. Yeah, the referees are conferring. This will be an interesting call here. Clock is stopped with 2:11 left to go in the second quarter.
There's no penalty for leaping. He's on the play. Touchdown.
So it is a touchdown for the Cardinals. And that will extend their lead to 20-10 with the extra point to try to come. So Duncan did get it in. 1 yard touchdown run. And I guess they went with Duncan. Well, no. According to their thing here, Pierce is supposed to be taller, so I don't know what the deal was there. But Duncan, 1 yard TD run. And now Powers on for the extra point try. Kick is up, and it's good. And so with 2:11 left to go in the quarter, the Buccaneers now trail 21-10. And we'll be back with a kickoff after we hear 60 seconds with the Sports Friends.
Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's doggy resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
And we return here to Cub Stadium. 2:11 left to go until halftime. And Trinity Valley is now taking a 21-10 lead over the Blinn Buccaneers. Buck defense did their best to try to hold there, but just could not, on all those tries, finally Trinity Valley, the line able to push through. And so now they got to see if they can get a quick drive here. And it's going to be fielded at the 30. And let's see, who was that on the return there for the Bucks? That was number 33, Nicholas Castaneda out of Navasota on the return.
Number 33, Nicholas Castaneda on the kickoff return.
And he must have some family in attendance. That's one of the things I love about the college games. You can always tell where somebody's family sits because as soon as you call their name on the PA, they're the first ones to start hollering. And so ball spotted at the 36-yard line, first and 10 for the Buccaneers. And Johnson's pass. Incomplete. No, they're going to say it was completed. And that was Reggie Gibbons on the catch. Gibbons, a freshman out of Atlanta. Transferred to Blinn from the University of Charlotte. And handoff on the end around to Rigney. And Rigney gets it up to the 43-yard line. Bucks got a minute 45. They got one timeout left. And they got 57 yards to get to the end zone. And handoff. That is to Weathers, and he gets hit in the backfield for a loss back to the 39-yard line. And that'll be 4th and 7. And Trinity Valley's going to call a timeout because now they got a shot at getting the ball back. And since we just came out of the timeout, we're just going to keep it right here. But Bucks trailing here 21-10. I thought they might try to put a ball in the air, get the ball downfield, at the very least try to get into field goal range. But so far they're content to keep it on the ground, and especially when you think about it, because Trinity Valley kicked off, so that means the Bucks will have to kick off to start the second half. And they are going to punt, and they are sending out punter, Brock Chambers. Chambers, by the way, a freshman out of Crawford High School. He's from Waco, Texas. And there's the kick. And it's going to sail out of bounds at the 30-yard line. As we got 1 minute left to go until halftime, as we said. Be sure to stick around. Halftime, we'll hear from the Blinn Buccaneer award-winning Blinn Buccaneer marching band. And I believe also, if I'm not mistaken, this is, I almost forgot here at halftime also, the Blinn Buccaneer cheerleaders are going to be getting their, not cheerleaders, the dance team, going to be getting their national championship rings. I see the young ladies down there on the field now. They're all dressed up for the occasion. And Pierce rolling out, and he is going to complete the pass. That was to number 18, Andrew Allison. Or that was, oh, that was 16, Dylan Robinson. Especially when they get that far side of the field, some of the jerseys are harder to read. And we just lost the scoreboard. There it comes back. Just had a quick power surge, but now the scoreboard back. Clock has stopped with 53.5 seconds. And now Lindy just got to try to keep them from trying to get a cheapie at the end of the half here. Back to pass goes Pierce, and he is going to get sacked. And for the Buccaneers, that's number 40, Justin Garza, the former Brenham Cub, coming up with a big sack there. And so very, always good to see that. And back to the 30-yard lines. It'll be third and 15. So we got 25 seconds left. The Cardinals may try to run one more play here. And that is a handoff to Drinkard. And Drinkard is going to get tackled, and that'll be the end of the half. And that is the end of the first half of play with our score, the Trinity Valley Cardinals 21 and the Blinn Buccaneers 10. And we'll be back with our halftime show after we hear...
Cody, offense number 75. Their penalties declined. Fourth down.
Oh, are you going to make us sit through another play? It's the end of the half, or are they going to put time back on the clock? It can end on an offensive penalty. It just can't end on a defensive penalty. Okay. And got some jawing on, going on, and the coaches for Blinn going out to get their players. Yeah, you don't want to turn this into a melee. As the teams go back to the locker room. And so we will go to the go. So now we're ready to go to halftime, and it is Trinity Valley leading the Buccaneers 21-10. And we will be back with the halftime after we hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Thrivent Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Annie Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental. Offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at Casa for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Buying or selling property? Trust Robin Landaway, expert real estate broker with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
And back we go here to halftime, where Trinity Valley leading the Blinn Buccaneers 21-10, and the Buccaneer marching band has made their way out to the field. Yeah, well, they got the dance team first.
Crystal Ortega from Houston.
Yeah, let's go ahead and
play the
halftime show.
From Pasadena. And Camilla Corridor from Houston. Now the JC will perform to Bang Bang.
and Reddit, largely regarded as metal's greatest song, Master of Puppets was even ranked as the third greatest metal song of all time by VH1. Master of Puppets has been brought back into the limelight with its inclusion in one of the most climactic scenes of the fourth season of Stranger Things. We hope you enjoy Master of Puppets. Alongside groups such as the San Francisco Symphony. Wherever I may roam.
Thank you.
and close tonight with one of Metallica's most iconic covers. Red Fan was initially a B-side tune with Harvester of Sorrow. It was later featured on the 1998 album Garage Inc. I hope you enjoy Red Fan.
Your Blend Buccaneer halftime show, and we'll be back with more after we hear 2 minutes from the sports friends.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West Brenham, 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkywelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions. Changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park.
offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brittam Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
You know what that means. The inventory has arrived. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy, and my warehouse is full. Stop in today and shop our overstock sale. We have Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattresses and even discontinued products you can't find online. And no bed is complete without premium pillows or high-quality sheets. So stop in today and shop our hot overstock sale. First come, first serve. And remember, the best buys are with mattress guys located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center or call 836-1010 today.
And just a reminder here, the halftime festivities are brought to you by H-E-B Food Store in Brenham. Check out their circular for weekly specials and the mattress guys in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center for the best buys. Head to the mattress guys and my buddy Anthony Jasinski. And meanwhile, it is halftime here. Bucks trailing 21-10. And right now down on the field, they've got the Blind Treasure Dance Team. They're getting their national championship ring ceremony. Presentation being made by Coach Sarah Barlin-Flasowski, as well as Blind Chancellor Dr. Mary Hensley and Susan Myers from the Blind College Foundation.
National championship.
And a great moment for these young ladies. They're definitely excited and definitely have every reason to be. And I tell you what, credit to Coach Flasowski there. She is, Coach Barlin-Flasowski, she has really done a great job over the years with this program. I forget how many national championships now this is for the dance team, and then also has several rings with the cheerleaders as well. And they are competitive. They're one of the top programs every year, and it just seems like they keep doing it over and over again. And so they're down there now for the group photos. And we'll be shortly here going to the second half kickoff. And just want to recap the scoring. And the Bucks actually got on the board first. It was Max Nowak with a 33-yard field goal with 10:21 left to go in the first quarter. That put the Bucks on top 3-0. Then Trinity Valley would score. It was Damian Pierce with the first of two touchdowns to Braden Guillory. And then they added the extra point to make it 7-3. Trinity Valley with 5:31 left to go in the first. And then Blinn would respond with Caleb Johnson on an 8-yard touchdown run. Nowak would add the extra point. And with 16 seconds left to go in the second quarter, Bucks had a 10-7 lead. But then second quarter, it was all Trinity Valley with a pair of touchdowns. Pierce found Guillory again. And then coming off the bench was backup quarterback Matthew Duncan. And he was able to punch one in from 1 yard out. With the help of a good push by the lineman. And that's where we are right now. 21-10 is the score here at the half. And coming out in the second half, I think the Bucks, the defense actually, I thought, played pretty well in that first half. They were, with the exception of just like a couple of plays, the two passes to Guillory. And then, but overall, I thought they've done a pretty decent job. Now they've just got to sit back. And they've got to come back out with that same intensity that they had in the first quarter. And then offensively, I think they need to do more of what they were starting to do in the first quarter, and that's take what the defense gives them, take it slow and steady, move the ball down the field instead of trying to go for the home run ball, which was actually ended up in a costly interception. Because they've been able to move the ball once and get it into Trinity Valley territory. They just haven't been able to use that to put more than just 10 points on the board. I mean, this could very easily be a tie game right now, or the Bucks could be in front. Much like has been the case of the story in the Cisco game and then New Mexico Military and Trinity Valley, they have the bad habit of shooting themselves in the foot. and they could just minimize those, they could definitely. It's only an 11-point game. You got a whole second half to play. There's plenty of time to get back into this one. But you got to come out here, and you got, as we always say, you got to want it. And that's a lesson they could probably take from the Brenham Cubs last night, because the Cubs, after a couple of rough games against the Braunfels and Richmond Randall, came out last night against Montgomery. And they looked like the Cub team we knew they could be. And they came out and took care of business last night in this very facility. And now let's see if we could get the Bucks to do the same. And we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we'll be ready for, hopefully be ready for the second half kickoff. And let's send you back to the studios and hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available, 319 South Austin.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center, quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service, 810 West Main.
Allendale Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services, Baker's Ag Service.
For an unparalleled dining experience and exceptional cuisine, visit Los Cabos Mexican Grill and Steakhouse in Brenham.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
You know what that means. The inventory has arrived. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy, and my warehouse is full, full, full. Stop in today and shop our overstock sale. We have Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattresses and even discontinued products you can't find online. And no bed is complete without premium pillows or high-quality sheets. So stop in today and shop our hot overstock sale. First come, first serve. And remember, the best buys are with mattress guys located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center or call 836 1010 today.
And as we come back here, we're getting ready for the start of the second half. And I want to mention the congratulations go out to the Blinn Buccaneer volleyball team as they picked up their 30th win of the season. They beat Coastal Bend this afternoon, 3-0, 25-18, 25-10, and 25-16. Buccaneer volleyball now 30-3 on the season, 9-2 in conference play. Kellen Dortick with 11 kills. Chloe Howard with 22 assists. Elizabeth Tyner, 14 assists. Sierra Pishock with 11 digs. And off to another great start with the Blinn Buccaneer volleyball program. And then coming up on Tuesday, the soccer program will be back in action. They've got a big doubleheader as well. I want to say, was it Angela? Let's see, where's my... But I know they, is it Angel? I'm thinking it's Angelina that they're facing. And both of the soccer teams have really performed very well this season. Yeah, let me double check my calendar here. One of the many friendly phone apps we've got. And let's see, oops, wrong one. Let's see. Let's see here. Where is the... Looking for, it is Angelina. That's coming up on Tuesday at Hope Park in Brenham, and it's 5 o'clock for the women's game. And then I think it's 7:30 for the men's game. And so get out there and definitely support those teams. They're doing a fantastic job this year. And let me double check now. They got the right one there. Yeah, as the teams have come back on here, we're ready to get that second half started. And by the way, Buccaneer men's soccer, they're 11-4 on the season right now. And let's see. Yeah, that's Angelina College. Women at 5, men are going to be at 7:30. And let's see, so the men were 11-4. The women, let me pull up their record real fast here. And the women are 9-3. So that, as we said, both teams have a winning record so far this season. And when you think about, the soccer program has only been around for, I think, 6 years. And you got to hand it to Coach McBride and Coach Jackson. They've both done a good job, respectively, for their programs. Well, now we turn to the other. Instead of football, we're back to football as the Buccaneers back out on the field. We're ready for the second half. And the Bucs will be kicking off to the Cardinals to start the third quarter. And don't forget, after the game, during the post-game show, we'll be naming our Whataburger Whata Play of the Game. And also, oh, and you know what? Dang it, I did it again. Johnson scored while we got a chance here. Let us draw the Buccaneer touch. I forgot, back in the first quarter, Johnson with an 8-yard touchdown run was our first touchdown of the game. And our first touchdown of the, let me dig through the pile here. And we're going to shuffle. And who is going to be our lucky winner here? And I'm reaching, and we're going to pull a name out. And tonight's winner of the first touchdown will be Keith Kroll. Keith Kroll is our winner in the Buccaneer first touchdown. So Keith will receive a rack of ribs, courtesy of Nathan's Barbecue. And it's going to be fielded by Trinity Valley, and they will run out of bounds up to about the 40-yard line. And so, Keith, enjoy those ribs in good health. That actually sounds good. I wish it would be nice if they could send some ribs up here to the press box. But the first quarter, the first touchdown is sponsored by Nathan's Barbecue. Visit Nathan's Barbecue for lunch specials daily, including brisket, street tacos, hamburger steaks, homestyle fried chicken, and backed by popular demand Sunday specials. Every first Sunday is turkey and dressing, and you make the call. Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee Street in Brenham. And now the offense back out on the field for Trinity Valley. And the handoff, that will go to Clarence Dalton.
Clarence Dalton on the carry. Brought down by number 5, Brian Taylor.
And it's Brian Taylor with another tackle there.
Trent Gilbert.
And so gain of 1 will bring up 2nd down and 9. Just underway here in the third quarter. Pass complete. That was to Guillory.
Number 11, Braden Guillory. Brought down by number 8, Mikado Henson Jr.
And Mikado Henson Jr. on the tackle there. Third down and 9 now. And Pierce almost got sacked. He just avoided it. And pass complete. That is to Jared Jackson.
Pass complete to number 15, Jared Jackson. Brought down by number 22, Price Pruitt.
And he's going to be just shy of the first down, fourth and one. And let's see what the Cardinals are going to do here. Are they going to punt? Are they going to go for it? And surprisingly, it looks like they're sending out the punt team, but this could be a fake here. The punter, James Allen, is out there, but I would, if I were Blinn, I'd be watching for a fake. And the Bucks thinking the same thing. They're loading up the line here. And they do punt it. And that thing is going to roll out of bounds at the four-yard line. So the Bucks will be pinned deep in their own territory.
At the four-yard line, it'll be first and 10 for the Bucks.
And a good punt there by Allen. As we said, sophomore out of Australia. And so then offense out on the field, working deep out in their own end zone. Johnson's going to keep it himself. And we're going to get a flag down as he gets it up to about the 8-yard line. And that looks in the vicinity of holding.
Caleb Johnson, the quarterback keeper. Holding. Offense number 50. Half the distance to the goal. Replay first down.
And that's on Eric Oschenbeck. And so that'll be half the distance of goal, so they'll push it back to the 2-yard line. Johnson gives it to Martin. Martin trying to find just any running room he can. He does get it up to the 6-yard line. Are they going to push it? Well, first the ref stepped to the 6, now he's stepping back to the 5.
Number 5, Antonio Martin on the carry. Brought down by number 6.
And so they'll bring up 2nd down and 9.
That'll bring up a 2nd down and 9 for the Bucks.
Gibbons in motion. Johnson back to pass. He's going to put it in the air and incomplete. And there's going to be a flag down, and we may get another pass interference call. Trinity Valley's already had 2 against them. And referee's conferring.
Pass interference. Defense, number 5. 15-yard penalty. Automatic.
And so a big break by the bucket for the Buccaneers now as that moves them out of the end zone. And that'll get them up to the 20-yard line. So first and 10 for the Bucs. Trailing it here 21-10, trying to get something going offensively. Now what? Officials still being trying. Apparently, they figured out something else that they need to slow the game down any further.
Correction. The pass interference is a spot foul. Replace at the 9-yard line. Automatic first down.
What? Since when? Well, it's always been in college a 15-yarder. Why would it be a spot? I don't know. Well, I'm not a ref, so I won't try to make any assumption there. And then out goes to Gibbons, and Gibbons going to be set, dropped all the way back to the 4-yard line. A 5-yard loss.
Reggie Gibbons, the third, is brought down the backfield by number 1.
Yeah, I didn't like the play call there. Especially on this deep in your own side of the field. So 2nd down and 15. 11:40 left to go here in the third quarter. Bucks trying to basically just keep getting a safety here. Johnson back to pass. And he's going to roll out. He just gets this one away. And Bass, did that get picked? And yes, it did. Interception for Trinity Valley. And so the Buccaneers with another turnover. All the things that you can't do against a good team.
Interception by number 30, Jacob Hampton. We have an interception by the defense. First down, Trinity Valley.
Jalen Hampton, a freshman corner out of Lancaster, Texas. And ball at the 39-yard line. It'll be a 38-yard line, first and 10 for Trinity Valley. And the handoff that will go to Quincy Thompson, and he'll pick up the first down. Into the 26-yard line. Down to 11 minutes left to go in the third quarter. And pass complete. That is to number 25. That's Rayshon Clover out of Lamar Consolidated.
Pass complete to number 25, Rayshon Glover. Run out by number 1, Maurice Evans. And number 4, Courage of the Watchu.
Evans and the Watchu. Ran him out of bounds, and now same thing again. Completion once again, that was to Glover.
Pass completion number 25.
And we got some tempers flaring there. We're going to get some flags down.
After the play, dead ball, sportsmanlike conduct. Number 50 on offense, 15-yard penalty.
And so an unsportsmanlike conduct, that's against Trinity Valley. That is on Bennis Nana, the redshirt freshman. He's out of Seguin. And so a break there for the Bucs as that pushes the ball back 15 yards. And we'll move back to the 29-yard line. Clock stops with 10:32 left to go here in the third quarter. As we said, Bucs trailing 21-10. And back to pass, and it is complete. Trying to get the number there. That was to Dayton Sweeting. And it was Price Pruitt on the tackle there. Sweeting, that's the first time we call his name. He's a redshirt sophomore out of Lake Creek. And we got some movement on the line. Looks like the Bucs may have jumped. Let's see if they were drawn offsides. And it was on the offense. They're going to get Daniel Hernandez for jumping early. Play action, and Pierce with the completion to Glover, and Glover going to be knocked down. That is big number 91, Raylan Jenkins.
Pass to number 25,
Rayshon Glover. Sophomore out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Draw down by number 91.
I think Coach was on the Trinity Valley side wanting a taunting call. Third down and 13. And back to pass. Incomplete. Good coverage there. He was looking for Glover, and that was Wachiku on the stop there.
That pass is batted down by number 4, Courage Glowacki.
Wachiku, a sophomore out of Richmond Foster.
And a fourth down for the Cardinals.
Fourth and 13, and Trinity Valley looks like they're going to go for it. It's one of those areas of the field. They're at the Blim 32, so it's too short for a punt, too long for a field goal. And now just got to get him down, and they do. Pierce stops short. And it looks like we got an injured Buccaneer on the field, and Trinity Valley turns it over, but the player got up under his own power right away. And so the defense holds them, and so now let's see if we can get something going with the offense. We got 8:49 left to go here in the third quarter. Bucks will have the football at their own 24-yard line. And Caleb Johnson leading the team out on the field. Johnson, now let's see if we can do a better job of protecting the football. He's already thrown two interceptions here this evening. And off goes, let's see, is that Phillips or Weathers? Trying to see if that was 28 or 29 on the run there. That is 29, so that's Weathers on the carrier. 2-yard pickup, second down and 8. Back to pass goes Johnson. You better hurry. He's being pursued. Get rid of the ball. And he will fire it down the field. Threw it out of bounds. He was in hot. He was being heavily pursued there.
Third and 8 for the Bucks.
Third down and 8. Ball spotted at the 26-yard line. And we get a whistle before the snap. And it looks like we got an injured player on the field for the Cardinals. Just all of a sudden went down. Was one of their players in the back. That's number 5. That is Chase Canada, a freshman out of Richmond Foster. He just all of a sudden just out of the blue went down to a knee there. So the trainer, but he's all walking off under his own power. Trainer helping him back, walking with him back to the bench. So hopefully he'll be okay. 8:13 left to go here in the third quarter. Trinity Valley leading the Buccaneers 21-10. Buccaneers with the football. And while we got a minute here, let's once again thank our kickoff sponsor, and that is Christy Schlotman with Farmers Insurance. If you need help understanding your insurance policy, reach out to Christy Schlotman, your local Farmers Insurance agent at 201 North Park Street in Brenham. She's in the office daily, ready to help you with any of your questions. Farmers Insurance offers commercial, farm and ranch, home, auto, and life. Christy and her team would love to help you find the coverage that's right for you. Call 979-353-5545, or once again, you can go by our office at 201 North Park Street. And pass incomplete. He was looking. Oh, that was a missed opportunity there because he had Weathers wide open. Nobody within a 10-foot radius of him, and he just underthrew him. And Coach May.
Downfield, number 75. That penalty declined. Fourth down.
And so the Bucks are going to call for an ineligible receiver downfield. And so they will have to punt the football. Fourth and 8. 8:02 left to go in the third quarter. Go! And another whistle.
Timeout. Defense.
And Trinity Valley wants a timeout, so we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellman Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Bank with Bob, Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
And the punt by the Buccaneers. And so now the Cardinals will take over once again. So we got 7:51 left to go in the third quarter. Trinity Valley leading the Buccaneers 21-10. And ball will be spotted at the 45-yard line. Play action, and Pierce makes the completion. That was to number 80. That is Mario Buffin. That's the first time we've called him. He's from Cedar Hill High School. Evans with the stop there. And now another pass and another completion. And that is to Buffin again. And he is almost to the end zone, down to the 2-yard line.
Pass completion, number 80, Mario Buffin.
Now they're going to say 4-yard line. First and goal at the 4. And handoff, that is to Dalton.
Number 0, Clarence Dalton on the field.
And he's down to the 2-yard line.
That'll bring up a second and goal for the Cardinals.
And Dalton is a stocky fellow, 5'11", 233 pounds. And they give it to him again, and he's going to pound his way forward in for the touchdown. Two-yard touchdown run by Dalton. And we got an injured Buccaneer down on the field, as they've just expanded their lead now 27-10 with the extra point try to come. And training stab out there. That is number 92 for the Bucs. That's Lyndon Williams being helped off to the bench. And you can't say enough about Gene Kirkpatrick and the training staff here at Blinn. They are first rate, and they do a really great job of taking care of the athletes here. And so now the extra point try. Power is ready. There's a snap, and the kick is up. And it's good. And so with 6:40 left to go in the third quarter, Trinity Valley leads it 28-10. Back with the kickoff after we hear 60 seconds. Sports friends.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Skavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cold Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Parts and more. Parts for everything and much more. Now certified with Identigo Identity Services.
And back we go here. And the kick is going to be out of bounds at the 4-yard line. Dash doing the smart thing there and just letting that one roll. And so the Buccaneers will come out on offense again.
Kick out of bounds. The ball will be placed at the 35-yard line. First down, blitz.
And it's a ball at the 35-yard line. Buccaneer offense, they're down by 18. Still doable, but they got to get something going here. They've had some chances, but just have been stagnant. And just kind of... Gotta do more Johnson back to pass. And pass incomplete. He was looking for Reggie Givens. Throw just a little high. And that'll bring up second down and 10.
Johnson's pass falls incomplete. It'll bring up a second down and 10 for the Buccaneers.
And off to Antonio Martin. And Martin will get a couple yards there, maybe three.
Number five, Antonio.
And Martin comes up limping, so he will check out. And ball at the 38-yard line, bring up third down and 7. Now with 6 minutes left to go in the quarter. Johnson back to pass. And he is going to take off and passes in. It's intercepted again. Third interception thrown by Caleb Johnson tonight.
Interception by number 2, Joe Smithen.
And so the Trinity Valley will have it first and 10 at the Buccaneer 35-yard line. Another short field to work with. And you got to wonder how much longer before we see Kylan Brown. Of course, my personal preference, you know, you the folks at home knew, I would love to see number 9 out there. And play action, and Pierce is going to keep it himself, and he's going to be brought down. That is number 90 on the tackle, Branson Winter, making the stop.
Number 8, Darian Peace on the quarterback keeper. Brought down by number 90, Branson Winters.
And Winters, one we haven't called yet. He is a freshman out of Clear Springs High School. And puts it in the air, incomplete. And Pierce that time was looking for Andrew Allison, the tight end. And now we got another injured buck down on the field. He's back up. That's Maurice Evans. gets up and he's trying to walk it off. Don't know that they'd necessarily be cramping, because, I mean, it's not... Weather's not really that hot out there. It's actually cooled off quite a bit. It's feel comfortable, and by in the morning we're supposed to be in the low 50s, and those are going to really feel like football weather around here. And it's a third down and 12 now, with 5:11 left to play here in the third quarter. And pass incomplete. He was looking. Pierce is looking for Rowdy Godwin. Trinity Valley wanting a flag. No, there was no reason for it. Well, they're conferring.
There's no foul for targeting. There was no indicator for targeting. Result of the play, fourth down.
Okay, so that I was wondering why they threw the flag there. And so 5:07. And fourth down and 12. And he's going to pull it back and pass incomplete. And he was looking for number 48 that time. That was Kelby Thomas Heyman at Spring Westfield. And so Trinity Valley turns the ball over. And so the Buck offense will come back out on the field with 5 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. And then off to Antonio Martin. And just a short gain there.
Number five, Antonio Martin on the carry. Brought down by number 88, Ravonte Blow.
They're going to go to the 39-yard line.
Down on 8 for the Bucks.
Back to pass goes Johnson. He's going to put it up in the air. The pass is going to be caught. That is going to be Ethan Wyatt. And a big first down play for the Bucs. Wyatt out of Klein Collins. Now let's see if they can capitalize. Ball to the 32-yard line. And handoff goes to Martin. And he gets it to the 29.
Number five, Antonio Martin on the carry.
3:50 left to go in the quarter. Johnson back to pass again. He's going to put it up, and that's going to be caught by Wyatt for the Buccaneer touchdown. Ethan Wyatt, 29 yards out, and the Buccaneers are back on the board. And so Nowak now on for the extra point try. Kick is up. And it's good. And so now with 3:39 left to go in the third quarter, the Bucks have cut the lead back to 11. And back after we hear, back with the kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken and all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
And the kick goes out of bounds. As we come back to play here, the Buccaneers have cut it down to a 28-17 lead. We have 3:39 left to go in the third quarter. And now let's see if the defense can rise to the occasion here and get a stop. And ball spotted at the 28-yard line of the Cardinals. And so that's where Trinity Valley will come back out on offense. Pierce with Thompson in the backfield. Play fake, and he's going to sling that one. Now, wait a minute. Did that come out? Peruke came up with the ball and was running back toward the end zone. And let's get a clarification on here. It was...
After review of the penalty, the play is incomplete.
Wait a minute, there's no review in college. So an incomplete pass, and so it'll bring up second down and 10. That's an odd way to put it, because there's no instant replay. There's no cameras here. And the handoff there will go to Thompson. So he will pick up four, then bring up third down at six. And Pierce back to pass. And that is going to be caught. That is Steven Stackhouse, the former Brenham Cup, with the reception. And ball at the 43-yard line. Play action and another pass. And that's called again by Stackhouse. And Gurge Wachiku on the coverage.
Pass complete once again, number 32, Steven Stackhouse.
And ball at the 47-yard line.
That'll bring up a second down and six for the Cardinals.
And incomplete. And pass was intended for Rayshon Glover. Third down and six for Trinity Valley. 2:11 left to go here in the third quarter. To pass, they're going to put it in the air, and incomplete. Wachiku with the coverage on Glover just knocks that one away. I tell you, Wachiku's having a really great game at the quarterback position.
Pass, ball, number four, Craig Uzawachiku on the coverage. One down, two Cardinals.
Yeah. Fourth and six, and so Trinity Valley going to punt it away with 2:06 left to go in the quarter. Camden Cash back to receive. He's going to field it inside the 10, and he's out across the 15 and trying to stay forward, and he's knocked out of bounds, literally. And we're going to get flags flying. And now we got an injured Cardinal on the field.
Injury. Timeout.
And that was Jamarian Gibson. And the coach for the Cardinals comes all the way across to the other side of the field to yell at the referees.
There are fouls by both teams. Dead ball for collective conduct on the receiving team, number 14. Dead ball for collective conduct on the kicking team. That's their first four disqualifications. Those penalties offset. First down, blend.
So unsportsmanlike conducts on both sides. And so what it amounts to, the ball will be spotted at the 18-yard line. And it'll be first and 10 for the Buccaneers with 1 minute 54 seconds left to go in the third quarter. And play action. Johnson running for his life. Get rid of the ball, kid. And he finally just has to throw that one away. He was almost all the way. He was all the way back to almost to the goal line, and they're going to get him for intentional grounding.
Number one in the offense, the ball will be placed at the spot of the foul. Loss of down, second down.
And that's the bad part. It's a spot of the foul, so that's going to push the Buccaneers back to the 1 yard line, and make it second down and 27. And off to Martin, and he just barely gets out of the end zone. And no gain on the carry. It'll bring up third and 27. All right, so that was Weathers on the carry. Now Martin's coming back in. And off to Martin. Martin out of the end zone. We're going to get a flag down. He only got a yard there.
Holding on the offense. The holding happened in the end zone. Therefore, we got a safety.
Dang it. Holding call on the Buccaneers in the end zone. So that's a safety. And so tack on two more points to Trinity Valley. And that makes it a 30-17 game.
The Glen Buccaneers, 17.
With a minute six. That now makes it a 13-point lead. There's just, when you're that deep on your own side of the field, it's just really hard. And especially when you're playing against a good defense, to try to get anything going when you're that deep. And the bad part is the Bucs have to kick it back to, with it being a safety, they have to kick it back to Trinity Valley. And so that will bring up the punter, Breck Chambers. And he will boot this away. And the Cardinals will field it at the 41 and across the 45, trying to get to midfield. And the Bucks will keep them from at least getting to midfield. They're going to put them, looks like, about the 48-yard line. Clock stops with, on the change of possession with 55 seconds left to go here in the third quarter.
Number 14, Hyman Rickard on the kickoff return. It'll be first and 10 for the
Cardinals. Trinity Valley back out on the field. And handoff up the middle goes Quincy Thompson. Thompson gets it into Buccaneer territory to the 46-yard line.
Number four, Quincy Thompson on the carry. Brought down by number 30, Eric Solomon the second, and number 22.
That'll bring him second down and four. And handoff to Thompson again, and he is going to dive his way forward. Let's see. No, they're going to give him to the 43-yard line, so he'll be just shy of the first down. And bring him a third down and one. And I think they're going to probably let the clock run out here in the third quarter and not snap the ball again. Yeah, they're walking to the sidelines. And so that'll be the end of the third quarter with Trinity Valley leading the Buccaneers 30-17. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friend.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Hall Wright Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Pack, mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
And back we go as we start the fourth quarter. And the handoff goes to, Thompson.
Number four, Quincy Thompson on the carry.
And they pick up the first down here in the fourth quarter. Trinity Valley leading the Blinn Buccaneers 30-17. And they got their backup quarterback in. And he's going to take it himself. And he will pick up the first, close to the first down. And this is Matthew Duncan. Out of Somerville, South Carolina, 6'1", 225.
Matthew Duncan on the quarterback keeper. That'll bring up a second down and three for the Cardinals.
And Duncan going to keep it himself, and on the option play gives it out to Thompson, and he's going to get ankle tackled there. And for the Bucks, that was Avion Stewart.
Thompson on the carry.
That got him down.
By number 10, Avion Stewart.
That will bring him third down and five for the Cardinals. And And Stewart, he's going to get sacked on the play. Or that was Duncan, rather, going to get sacked on the play.
Quarterback sack by number 91, Raylan
Jenkins with the big sack there.
Fourth down, Cardinals.
And it's a fourth down. That means the Cardinals probably will punt this one away. And they are going to bring on the punt team, and they're going to try to pin Glenn back deep as they can. With 12:40 left to go in the game. Bucks trailing by 13.
Brad Gaines, offense number 38, 5-yard penalty, fourth down.
And so a delay game penalty. That's going to back up the Cardinals 5 yards. Which was probably by design here, give the punter a little more room to work with. Ball back to the Buccaneer 44-yard line. Still going to punt this one away. And it just gets it in. And that's with a catch at the 10-yard line. Tries to break cut it back. And gets it to the 14-yard line where he'll be brought down. And so the Buccaneer offense to come back out on the field.
Number 82, Camden Cash on the punt return. It'll be first.
Johnson with Martin in the backfield.
14-yard line.
Got Wyatt split out wide to one side, and you got Dansby to the other. And hand off to Martin, and they are waiting for him. And he's going to be brought down by number 49, Kai Brown.
Number 5, Antonio Martin on the carry. Brought down by number 49, Kai Brown, and number 22, Davion Scott. That'll bring up a second down and 11 for the Bucks.
And back to pass. And that is complete to Wyatt.
Pass completion, number 11, Ethan Wyatt. Brought down by number
11. And Wyatt will get up to the 22-yard line. Bring up third down and two. Pass rush is coming, and he's going to put up in the air, Wyatt. And he's wanting to pass interference. He was definitely, I'm going to say, pass interference. You can even get a face mask, too, on there, because the defender clearly reached up and grabbed the face mask as well. Come on, guys, what's the call here?
Foul, face mask.
There we
defense,
go.
Number 13, 15 yards from the previous spot. Automatic first down.
That's on Jared Harper. And so that will move the ball up for the Buccaneers and get them to the 37-yard line. Clock stops with 11:04 left to go in the game. And hand off to Antonio Martin. He's out across the 40 to the 41-yard line. It'll be a 4-yard pickup. Bring up second down and six.
Antonio Martin on the carry. Draw down by number 12, Kobe Kendrick. That'll bring up a second down and six for the Bucks.
And Matt DePasco. Johnson's just going to have to take off. And he's going to hit. How about a late hit there, guys?
Number one, Khalid Johnson, old quarterback Hoover.
And let's see if they're going to get a late hit here, because he looked like he looked from my vantage point like he was out of bounds when the tackle was made.
Personal foul, horse collar, defense number 49.
Even better.
15 yards from the end of the run, automatic.
So another first down against the Cardinals, and their coach is livid on the other far on the other side, but. I mean, they're pretty blatant penalties. It's not like they're just little ticky-tack calls. The last two that have been called on them have been pretty darn blatant. And ball up to the 44-yard line into Trinity Valley territory. And Johnson going to air it out. And incomplete, almost intercepted. He was going for the home run ball again. Second down and 10. Looked like he was going for number 80 there. Get these pages to separate. That was Cameron Regis. And so second down and 10. Johnson back to pass. And this one is going to be incomplete. That one intended for number 81 for the Buccaneers. That is Nathan Lewis. Third and 10 now with 10:09 left to go in the game. Bucks have to get to the 34-yard line of the Cardinals to pick up the first down. And Coach Ryan Mahon wants to call a timeout. And so we'll take it with him and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church in invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
And as we come back, Johnson going deep for Givens, and the pass is incomplete. That'll bring up fourth down and 10 with 10:03 left to go in the game.
Johnson's
pass here for number 4, Reggie Givens, the third. And it'll be a 4th and 10 for the Bucks. And so now Johnson here, let's see. They've been throwing the home run ball, but right now they just need to get to the 34. The pass rush is coming, and it's going to be caught! And that's going to be a first down catch for the Buccaneers. And that was Nathan Lewis. Lewis picks up the first down. And now handoff goes to Antonio Martin. And he'll get it down to the 26-yard line. 5-yard pickup.
Number 5, Antonio Martin on the carry.
We've got 9:30 left to go in the game.
Second
Pass is going to be caught, and that's Lewis again.
Pass complete to number 81, Nathan Lewis.
Lewis, a freshman in the Houston Westfield.
First down.
And back to pass. And we got a flag down. Pass. Is it complete? And
hot sides. Defense, number 88. 5-yard penalty. Steal. First down.
So, Trinity Valley jumping off sides. The Bucks moving closer to that end zone. And ball at the 15-yard line, first and five. And off is to Antonio Martin, and he will get across the 10. And that will be should be another first down.
35, Antonio Martin on the carry. Brought down by number 12, Kobe Kendrick.
And so now first and goal for the Bucks from the 10-yard line. Lewis and Givens in motion. Back to pass. And now Johnson going to tuck it himself. And now just trying to get what he can. And he's going to be bottled up at the 10-yard line for no gain.
Number one, Khalid Johnson on the quarterback keeper. Brought down by number 55, Cameron Boyle.
8 minutes left to go in the game. Buccaneers trailing 30-17.
That'll bring up a second and goal for the Bucs.
And there goes the handoff to Martin. Breaks the play to the goal line. And he's in for the touchdown. Antonio Martin from 10 yards out. And so, with 7:31 left. And now no icon for the extra point attempt. Snap, and the kick is up, and it's good. And so, with 7:31 left to go in the game, we got us a six-point ball game. And back with the kickoff, after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Dahlman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 US 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 978-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
Bailey Hody with Hody Real Estate knows how important it is to put her clients first.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
And back we go as it is Trinity Valley 30, Blinn 24. And Trinity Valley on the kickoff, and they will return it to the 38-yard line. And it'll be first and 10 for the Cardinals. Now the Bucks can just get another stop here. They could really make things interesting. Pierce back in at quarterback. And he's going to play fake and keep it himself. And he's going to get brought down. Brian Taylor on the tackle for the Bucks. He's having himself a pretty good game.
Brought down by number 91, Raylan Jenkins, and number 5, Brian Taylor. That'll ramp a second down.
Taylor, a sophomore out of Cy Falls. Pierce play action, rolling out. He's being pursued by Taylor. Gets the power pass incomplete. And nice coverage there by Darian Hargrove.
Batted down by number 6, Darian Hargrove. That'll be up a third and
nine. I believe he was looking for his tight end Sweeting again. That's a third and 19. Third and 9 for Trinity Valley with 6:48 left to go. And Bass is going to be caught. And that was a completion to Mario Buffin.
Number 80, Mario Buffin. Brought down by number 2.
And into Blinn territory to the 42-yard line.
It is the first and 10 for the Cardinals from the Blinn 42-yard line.
And that one is going to be given to Hyman Drinkard.
Number 14.
And that is to the 30-yard line.
Brought down by number 1, Maurice Evans, and number 22, Price Pruitt.
And play action, and Pierce gets past Taylor, and he's going to be run out of bounds. And we got some more tempers flaring. And it looks like some jaw-jacking on the far end. We do have a penalty marker down on the Blinn side.
Defense, that penalty declined. Result of the play, first down.
5:50 left to go in the game. This is not what the Bucks needed. Is to give Trinity Valley a chance to punch one in. And another whistle, another flag.
Offense number 50. 5-yard penalty, remains first down.
And so that'll give the Bucks those 5 yards back. Here's when they hand off, and Drinkard, he's got open running room, and he's across the 10 to the 5, and down at about the 2-yard line.
Number 14, Hyman Drinkard on the carry. Brought down by number 92, Lyndon Williams. It'll be first and goal for the Cardinals.
Play action, fade round. He overshot the defender, overshot the receiver. He was looking for number 16, Dylan Robertson, Robinson 6'2", and just threw it a little too high for him, and that'll bring up second and goal from the 2-yard line with 4:59 left to go in the game.
Timeout. Clear. That's their second.
After the Bucks won a timeout, and so we'll take it with them. Be back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts, Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 68 years of sales and service.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic.
Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's Chem Dry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries.
And here we go, the handoff, and Drinker is just going to walk into the end zone for the Trinity Valley touchdown. And so that'll increase the lead to 36-24. Two-yard touchdown run. And now the extra point try from Powers. Kick is up, and it's good. And so with 4:55 left to go in the game, our new score, Trinity Valley leads at 37-24. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham, or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric. Servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services. Providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve.
And the Cardinals teeing up for the kickoff. Leading at 37-24 over the Buccaneers. 4:55 left to go in the game. And there's the kick. And the Bucs will field it. That is going to be Hargrove as he tries to hit a seam and gets it across the 30 to the 33-yard line. And that's where Caleb Johnson and the Buccaneer offense come back out on the field. Trailing by 13. Well, here we come to the 34. Well, now they pushed it back to the 33. It's a ball in the 33. Yeah, Johnson back to pass. And it's going to be caught by Givens. Givens to the 45. And finally brought down to the 47-yard line. It'll be a first down for the Buccaneers. Yeah, we got an injured Cardinal on the far end. That is going to be number 47, Talis Harrison. Sophomore DB out of Willis. The clock stops with 4:30 left to go in the game. Buccaneers need a quick score and then hopefully get an onside kick and try for another one. So Johnson ready as we resume play here. And back to pass. Johnson's going to put it in the air, and it's going to be caught by Gibbons.
Pass complete to number four, Reggie Gibbons the third. That'll bring up a second down and one.
Second and one for the Bucks. And Johnson back to pass, and he is going to be incomplete. He was looking for Ethan Wyatt. And so that'll bring up third and one. Or did we have another penalty here that I didn't see?
Pass interference. Defense, number five. 15-yard penalty.
We're going to get a pass.
Automatic first down.
That's, I lost track of now how many pass interference penalties they've been called for on Trinity Valley. But nevertheless, it's a first down and sets up shop for the Buccaneers at the 26-yard line. And Johnson, pass incomplete, intended for Wyatt. That'll bring up second down and 10.
Buccaneer pass ball is incomplete. That'll bring up a second down and 10 for Blaine.
Ball is at the 28-yard line. Johnson back to pass, trying to just escape the defenders, dumps that one away into the Buccaneer bench. And now let's see if we can. They are going to get another intentional grounding penalty.
Intentional grounding. Offense, number one, the ball did not make the line of scrimmage. That's a spot foul, loss of down. Third down.
And it's a third down and 10 now. Ball at the 44-yard line. And Johnson's pass incomplete, almost intercepted. He was looking for number 19, Brooks Rigney.
That pass is nearly intercepted by number 21, Sean Connor. That'll bring up a fourth and long for the Bucks.
Fourth and 26. This could be the game here for the Bucs if they don't convert this. And back to pass. Johnson evades the tackler, and he's going to throw it. He did catch it, but I think it's going to be out of, still short of the first down, and so the Bucks will turn it over.
The ball will go rolling down to the Cardinals.
Yeah, so the Cardinals will take over with 3:22 left to play. Bucks need to find a way to get a stop here. Pick six would be nice. And the handoff, that would go to Quincy Thompson. As we're coming up on the 3-minute mark, left to go in the quarter.
Brought down by number five, Brian Taylor. They're going to play second down and five for the Cardinals.
Second down and five. Cardinals have it at their own 37-yard line.
Number
I think he's waiting on the snap count to get it all the way down. Ball will be spotted.
Number four, Quincy Thompson on the carry.
Thompson gets it to the 44-yard line.
For the Cardinals from their own 44-yard line.
And he does. Oh, he did pick up the first down. And back we go here. Long pause on that play. We were waiting to see what they were going to choose.
Number four, Quincy Thompson on the carry.
Thompson on the carry again. Got to the 46-yard line.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to remind everyone that in accordance with Brenham ISD policy,
as we're down to a minute 24. And really, Blinn only has one timeout left. Trinity Valley wanted to, they could just go ahead and take a knee. And so, handoff. That will go to, let's see. And Blinn will take their final timeout here with 53.6 seconds left. And we're just going to keep it right here. I think Buck's about to suffer another conference loss. And it's a shame because out of their three losses, they all could have been preventable. One thing, just making too many mistakes with the over-induction of penalties. And then turnovers, too, was another thing that killed the Bucks in this game, was the three turnovers.
That's his third and final timeout.
From quarterback Caleb Johnson. And when you turn the ball over, it's really tough to contend there, especially when you've got a great team, a team that's number eight in the country like Trinity Valley, and then still got to go to two more top-ranked teams in with Tyler and I'm drawing a blank on which the other one was. Oh, Kilgore. That's what it is. Kilgore. And off goes to number four, Quincy Thompson. He'll get to the 36-yard line.
Number four, Quincy Thompson on the carry.
And now they can't stop the clock, so with the first down, hopefully the Cardinals will do the right thing and just kneel it here. Blinn can't stop the clock. And I think the Cardinals are going to do that. They're going to go into victory formation. And that's going to be it. Your final score, Trinity Valley wins it 37-14. Wait a minute, what are they doing? Oh, they decided, they never actually took the full knee, so they decided to get up and run with it. But now it's over. And so that's the ball game. Your final score, once again, Trinity Valley wins it 37-24. And so that'll take us to the post game. Tonight's broadcast of Blinn Buccaneer Football, made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association, Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, John Breen with State Farm Insurance, A. Freedom Bail Bonds, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Colcross Foods Burger King, Collier Construction Company, Bilski Water Well Services, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Woods and Lumber Company, Tegler Toyota, Blue Mountain Petroleum, A1 Quality Plumbing, Wellman Insurance Company, Conjura Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Christy Slotman with Farmers Insurance, H-E-B in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, Nathan's Barbecue in Blinn College. We'll be back with the post game after we hear 90 seconds from the sports friends.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West, offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilleman Construction and Stegan Tilleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Tonight's post game show is made possible by Computer Helper, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creamery, John Braden at State Farm Insurance, A. Freedom Bell Bonds, Wingstop at Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Colcourse Foods, Burger King, Collier Construction Company, Bilski Water Well Services, Citizen State Bank, Plant North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Woodson Lumber Company, Tegler Toyota, Blue Bonnet Petroleum, A1 Quality Plumbing, Wellman Insurance Company, Conjura Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Christy Schultzman with Farmers Insurance Agency, H-E-B in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, Nathan's Barbecue, and Blinn College.
And once again, your final score, the Buccaneers fall 37-24. And we'll be back with the start of the, we'll be back with the post game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Burger King in Brenham proudly presents the Texas Double Whopper. Everything's bigger and better in Texas, including the new Texas Double Whopper. The 2 quarter-pound savory flame-grilled beef patties topped with American cheese, crispy bacon, freshly sliced jalapenos, pickles, sliced white onions, tomatoes, lettuce, mayonnaise, and mustard, all served up on a soft sesame seed bun, is so good you can hang your hat on it. For a burger that lives up to its name, head on down to Burger King in Brenham at 1101 North Park Street.
Tegler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
Plan North Architectural Company in Burnham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Burnham proudly supports the Blinn College football. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Blinn Buccaneers during this year's football season.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Our original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with the winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs. Look for Bluebell ice cream at Bill's Supermarket and Sealy and all Walgreens stores.
And we're back here on the postgame show where Trinity Valley gets the win over the Buccaneers, 37-24. Bucks had some shots at the having a chance to win this thing. Three costly interceptions by Caleb Johnson through the air. And then that really hurt. And then some penalties that did not... fortunate times, and the Bucks just kept shooting themselves in the foot and made for a rough loss, but they still had a chance to come back in the end there, but ultimately the defense just couldn't stop Trinity Valley's high-powered offense when it counts. But nevertheless, the Bucks move on, and it's a tough stretch here that they're going through because they've still got to play Kilgore, they've still got to play Tyler. So, I mean, out of these last four games, three out of the four against – three of the top teams in the country, and they're ranked 6, 7, and 8. That just goes to show you how hard the play is here in this conference. Well, we're going to take another break, and we'll recap the scoring after we hear these some more from our postgame sponsors.
Wayne and Clarence at Memorial Oaks Chapel are excited to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season. They would like to acknowledge the players, coaches, trainers, parents, and teachers for their hard work and dedication. Memorial Oaks Chapel wishes the Cubs and Bucks a safe season and an excellent school year. Make sure to go out and support your Brenham football team this season. Good luck to all from Wayne, Clarence, and everyone at Memorial Oaks Chapel. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Howdy y'all, Trevor here at WC Tractor Brenham New Holland. We offer a huge variety of agriculture equipment, from Bad Boy to Hustler mowers, Kawasaki mules and four-wheelers, and of course the highly reputable New Holland line of tractors, hay equipment, skid steers, and construction equipment. All of these offer low-rate financing opportunities. Call us at 979-836-4591. We value our customers and strive to make your experience the best it can be. Come in and take one for a test drive. Stay cool out there and hope to see you soon. Thank you.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
And as we come back here, we look back at the scoring. And the Buccaneers actually got on the board first. It was Max Nowak with a 33-yard field goal. We had 10-21, and that put the Bucs in front 3-0. Trinity Valley would then score to make it 7-3. Bucs would score Caleb Johnson on an 8-yard touchdown run, and that made it 10-7 after the first quarter. Trinity Valley would put up 2 touchdowns in the second quarter, and made it 21 to 10 at the half. And then third quarter, Trinity Valley got on the board right away with a touchdown. And then, Lynn would score Johnson on a touchdown pass to Ethan Wyatt. And then Trinity Valley a safety to end the third quarter. And then the fourth quarter, the Buccaneers, they were trailing 30-17, scored on a 10-yard touchdown run by Antonio Martin. And then, but Trinity Valley came out with another score, and that would be all she wrote as Trinity Valley walks out of here with a win, spoiling the homecoming for the Blinn Buccaneers. Back with more of the postgame after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Wingstop in Brenham is the ultimate destination to cure your chicken cravings. Try the new Lemon Herb Remix, a large 10-piece wing combo with your choice of either boneless or classic wings with up to 2 flavors. Pair your wings with either fries or veggie sticks, and it includes 1 dip and a 20-ounce drink. Place your order for the new Lemon Herb Remix online at wingstop.com or visit them at 2642 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Why is football special? You get to represent your hometown. When you are playing, success is measured in wins and losses, but when you're done playing, success is measured in relationships built. Here at Citizens State Bank, we pride ourselves on being team players, measuring our success on relationships we maintain. At CSB, we're always the home team, because our hometown is your hometown too. Be sure to come out to support our Brenham Cubs. Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams. And thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says go, play, win.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North. 979-836-2531.
And it's time now for our Whataburger Whata Play of the Game. And we're going to go back to the third quarter in what was just an impressive touchdown catch. And that was Caleb Johnson to Ethan Wyatt. And at that time, got the Bucs up to 17 points in the game, and it was 3:39 left to go in the third quarter when that happened. So it was a great catch by Wyatt, and that is our Whataburger Whata Play of the Game. Whataburger, home of the breakfast burger and the honey butter chicken biscuit, family owned and operated since 1950, with ordering online available. Visit Whataburger in Brenham at 2801 Highway 36 South, open 24/7. Back with more of the postgame after we hear some more from our sponsors.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting the Brenham football team. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activity, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cub football team in their 2023 season.
The team at Texas Farm Credit supports local communities and agriculture with reliable financial services, and we are ready to support you as well. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, or any place in the country, give Texas Farm Credit a call. We have been lending money for over 100 years, and we'll be around at least 100 more. We also offer lines of credit, home loans, and ag insurance. Call us at 836-2572, visit online at texasfarmcredit.com, or stop by our office at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
Kersey Village's staff and residents would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Bucks luck during this year's season. Kersey Village's charming independent living cottages, set amongst shady tree-lined streets, are unmatched. The award-winning facility is Brenham's only full-service continuum care retirement community, offering independent living, assisted living, memory care, rehabilitation, and long-term skilled nursing. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit KerseyVillage.com. That's KerseyVillage.com. Kersey Village, a community for the next chapter in your life's story.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
All right, and as we come back here to play, or come back here for the post game, taking a look at the schedule next for the Buccaneers. They're going to be on the road next week at Tyler. That's a 3 o'clock kickoff. And then in 2 weeks, they get their bye week for the season. And then October the 28th, they will take on Northeast Oklahoma. That one's at 3 o'clock. And then they will wrap up the season on November 4th, back here at Cub Stadium. It'll be Sophomores Day, taking on Kilgore. That's also a 3 o'clock game. And coming up, when we come back, we'll name the John Breeden Stars of the Game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in, you can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With three locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC. For 60 years, this community has put their trust in our dealership, and we're here to say that our commitment to our customers is just as strong today as it was when we first opened. Our inventory continues to grow, and our staff is ready to serve with that great customer service you've come to know. Our service and body shop experts are also ready to assist with whatever your vehicle needs may be. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962, located on Highway 290 West in Brenham.
With the state's top academic transfer rate and affordable tuition, Blinn is a great choice to begin your college career. Now with the new Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, it's an even greater value. With this scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or at any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And now time to name the John Breeden Outstanding Offensive and Defensive Players of the Game. On offense, I'm going to go with Antonio Martin tonight. He had a 10-yard touchdown run and just really ran the ball steady all night. Meanwhile, on the defensive side, I'm going to go with Courage Owachukwu, who made some great plays from his cornerback position. The Defensive and Outstanding Players of the Game brought to you by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South Day Street in Brenham, for State Farm Good Neighbor Service, insurance you can trust. Back for the final wrap-up after we hear these words from our sponsors.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
Hi friends, Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham, a proud supporter of Cub football. We look forward to seeing the Cubs light up the scoreboard this fall. And you too can rack up points with Bank of Brenham's Scorecard Rewards Program. Earn points with every qualified debit card transaction that can be redeemed for future purchases. So whether you swipe left or swipe right, it's always a winning play. Bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing from new conventional to green, energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
Back we go once again. Your final score: Trinity Valley defeats the Blinn Buccaneers 37-24 here at Cub Stadium. Our next broadcast will be coming your way Tuesday night. We got Brenham Cubet volleyball. It's Dig Pink Night as the Blinn Buck, as the Brenham Cubets take on the Brian Rutter Lady Rangers, and that's a 5:45 pregame, 6 o'clock first serve. Myself and Dan Jordan will call the action for you. And big important night. We'll be raising money for breast cancer awareness during the broadcast. And so we hope you'll join us for that. I want to thank Emily for her fine work back at the studio. And thank you to our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. And thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, this is Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.
Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, John Braden from State Farm Insurance, A. Freedom Belmont, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Cold Course Food Burger King, Collier Construction Company, Belsky Water Well Services, Citizen State Bank, Plain North Architecture, Bruzy Village, Wilson Lumber Company, Hegler Toyota, Blue Bonnet Petroleum, Wellman Insurance Company, Endura Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Christy Schultzman with Farmers Insurance Agency, HEB in Brenham, BBR Materials, Memorial Oak Chapel, Waterburger in Brenham, La Roche Chevrolet, Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, Nathan's Barbecue, and Blinn College.
This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.